Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. Welcome to the Strang Report. This is Steve Green with Steve Strang in the studio with me. And today we're visiting with Steve Strang, the founder and CEO of Charisma Media, and we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. And Steve, again, congratulations, and tell us what you're up to now.
Well, all during the month of August, we've taken over the charismamag.com site, and we are reprinting things from our 40 years. And on the weekend, we're going to reprint a whole lot of articles about how we have covered the Catholic charismatic renewal over the years, probably more so in the early years than now. The Catholic Charismatic Movement started in 1967 when some nuns and a few other people at a prayer retreat at Duquesne University received this thing called the Baptism of the Holy Spirit, which had been pretty much limited to what we call Pentecostals. And it very quickly jumped over to Notre Dame and became a worldwide phenomenon. The early Catholics that received the Baptism of the Holy Spirit were called Neo-Pentecostals, which neo means new, of course. And for reasons I don't totally understand, but I could speculate that they didn't like being called Neo-Pentecostals because Pentecostalism was also cultural. It had a sort of a other side of the railroad track connotation to it. They're the ones that came up with the term charismatic renewal. It was a renewal of the charismata. Charismata is the Greek word that means gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts that are taught in the New Testament, which had sort of died out in the church. And this was a renewal of the gifts. And that term was very quickly taken up by others.
Just after this word from our sponsor, we'll come back with Steve and learn more about his coverage of the Catholic charismatic renewal. We'll be back just after this word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by PeopleKeys.com. If you're looking for an online tool that can help you put the right people in the right places for effective ministry, I encourage you to visit PeopleKeys.com/charisma. The People Keys Biblical Personality Style Report will help you improve communication, maximize effectiveness, and you'll just get your people plugged into areas of ministry that match their God-given personality styles. It's a really cool report that'll help you get more out of your team. To learn more and take your free Biblical Personality Report, just check out peoplekeys.com/charisma. One more time, it's peoplekeys.com/charisma. And thank you for sponsoring this program. And we're back with Steve Strang in the Charisma Podcast Network, the Strang Report. And we're visiting with Steve about the Catholic experience with the Holy Spirit. Steve, tell us more.
In 1962, Pope John the 23rd had something they call Vatican II, and he welcomed the Holy Spirit. There was a term that he used, a renewing of the Spirit. And the Catholics who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit only 5 years later believed that what happened was a fulfillment of that prayer. And so I think that's one reason why it caught on in the Catholic Church so much. But what happened was that people got on fire for God. They became excited about serving Jesus. They became excited about being involved in the life of the church. They were renewed in a very significant way. And I believe that they also had a great impact on Pentecostalism, who said, is it possible that God could pour out his Spirit on Roman Catholics? I mean,
shudder the thought.
You know, before Vatican II, they didn't eat fish on Friday. All the nuns had these big flowing habits, if you'll remember. And of course, the Catholic Church has changed a lot since Vatican II, but I can remember as a young person going to Catholic charismatic conferences, and there'd just be a wonderful flow of the Spirit. The Catholics took a real initiative in hosting the big conference in Kansas City in 1977. Of course, it was ecumenical, and the Catholics, it was very important to them to be ecumenical, to work with Protestants. And somebody said that the charismatic renewal is really the only grassroots ecumenical movement. Everything else has been, you know, very top leaders meeting with the Pope and, you know, having all these kind of theological dialogues. But the charismatic renewal has been grassroots. It's affected millions of people. We don't see it as much in the United States. It seems to have been absorbed back into the Catholic Church, so to speak. I've had Catholic friends describe this to me, but it's continued to grow outside the United States at a phenomenal rate. I'm hesitant to quote statistics without doing some research, but there is just huge numbers of people that have been empowered by the Holy Spirit through this wonderful movement, and we have covered it many, many times in the pages of Charisma, and we'll be reprinting a lot of these articles that are still interesting today after all these years.
Well, we used to hear quite a bit about it just in the course of life. People were talking about it. I don't hear it so much anymore. What do you think the current state is of the Charismata in the Catholic Church?
I believe it's still alive and well, but it's kind of a little bit below the radar screen. I think that there are still prayer groups happening. There's still people who use their prayer language. The big conferences seem to be pretty much gone. There would have been a lot of Catholics who maybe became dissatisfied and migrated over to some Protestant churches. You know, that created a bit of a tension. I've been in leader meetings where this has been discussed. So I think that there's been a retrenchment in some ways. That would be my read on it now. I could be wrong, but we've covered it for a long time. I'm friends with a lot of these leaders. But the Holy Spirit is still at work. Whether or not we see it publicly, whether or not the press is covering it, the Holy Spirit is still at work.
Amen. What a great way to end this interview with you, Steve. This is the Strang Report. We've been visiting with Steve Strang, the founder and CEO of Charisma Media. This is the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Green. God bless you. This podcast is brought to you by People Keys. To learn more and take your free biblical personality report, simply check out their website, peoplekeys.com/charisma. That's peoplekeys.com/charisma. Check it out today and find out your biblical personality. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.